Yeah, motherboards, I think. Chipsets, that's what we're going to talk about from last week.
You brought a motherboard in tonight that was made my hair curl, and I haven't got much hair that has curl.
This is a real man's motherboard, this one.
Twin Pentium sockets.
Dual Pentiums, that's
dual
right.
Dual Pentiums.
And we have actually got these in the market already, but, I won't plug.
Check out the size of that fan. That's about a 12-inch fan.
What fan? There's no fan.
I'm painting pictures for the audience.
It's got two little heat sinks for the two CPUs.
That's it.
This is all about what different chipsets are all about, actually. That's really meant to be an example of what it's all about. And here it is. Yes, you can actually get dual Pentium motherboards. And this uses the Intel Triton chipset with the 430HX, which is made for the dual Pentiums. And this is the sort of things I want to talk about this evening.
Okay, go on.
Okay, what we've got is, I mentioned briefly last week that there is a whole range of all these crazy chipsets coming out from Intel and also from other people. And why the heck is everybody buying Intel? Well, there are other chipsets available, actually. I might start off with that. And one of the new front runners is VIA Technologies, who actually works closely with Intel and who's formed by a former Intel employee. And apparently they'll be shipping a Apollo VP chip about the same time as Intel comes out with a similar one, codenamed Natoma, apparently, for the Pentium Pro family at around this time, actually, in the next month or so. So they're doing things. There's another top five chip maker in Taiwan, Acer Laboratories Incorporated. If you ever wondered what ALI stood for on some of the chipsets, that's actually Acer Laboratories. And they're actually doing some interesting things as well. They're still amongst the top five chip makers for motherboard chipsets. And they're providing a chipset, the same features as a Triton 2. And they're going to call it Aladdin 3. So there's still other people making chipsets. Never forget that, all you good folks out there. Having said that, everybody's asking about, what about the Intel Triton chipsets? What is the difference? Okay, Intel have had something called the 430 or 82430 family of chipsets. And one of them, the 430NX, which I've never actually seen before, I think that must be a very old one, didn't support the new memory techniques like synchronous cache, and it was a lot slower than the 430FXs, which are so popular at the moment. Now, the 430FX in the current lineup of Intel chipsets has basically got the following features for those who are interested. And if you keep track of this, you can see what the difference is between some of the chipsets. All the 430FX, VX and HX series, AutoSense EDO or Fast Page Mode DRAM, for those who are interested about EDO and how do you set it up, they're all automatic, so you just stick it in and off you go, virtually, basically. The 430FX, these are basically the features. They're basically designed for a single CPU setup. They're faster than the old 430NX chipset, and even according to Intel, with a 100 MHz Pentium chip, they give you about 26.3 frames per second of MPEG video instead of about 22.4 frames per second. So that's about, what, a 20% difference.
Quick.
So that's quite a bit different. So you can see how some of the performance on the Intel chipsets has actually improved. It still allows PCI bus mastering on the IDE hard disk, but doesn't have any parity or ECC error correcting RAM. It also doesn't have any universal serial bus, which is one of the Fandango things that Intel is coming out. It still supports PCI data streaming and PCI version 2.0 compatibility. In the medium range, that's where the 430VX actually fits in. And the VX chipset, which is so popular at the moment, again, it's mainly for single CPU setups and aimed at the home and small business market. So that's sort of the middle of the range machine. It supports concurrent PCI, which basically means that two things can happen on the PCI bus simultaneously, and PCI standard 2.1. So PCI is not PCI, as oils ain't oils. And that's basically the VX. I believe I'm told that it actually also supports EDO RAM, fast page mode, and also SDRAM, which is another technology for faster DRAM access. It doesn't have parity or error correction, so again, no parity on that, because it's aimed at the home and small business market, low cost. It also supports universal serial bus again, and again allows PCI bus mastering. Then in the top end of the of the Triton chipsets, you've got the 430HX, and this is the one that's pretty exciting, high performance chipset. And this is what this dual Pentium one is about. This one that we've got here is actually the 82439HX chipset. And that's aimed at the serious business and corporate market. So dual Pentiums, you can stick that in and you can get some real performance out of it. That supports just about everything under the sun. Supports EDO memory, supports parity, supports ECC, error correcting RAM for system reliability. And that's why they call it the corporate and business market segment. And also fast page memory. Again, concurrent PCI access on the PCI bus, 1 to 2 CPUs, universal serial bus, and again, PCI bus mastering. And that's basically some of the differences between the chipsets in the current Triton range from Intel.
Thanks, mate.
And next week I might mention some of the Pentium Pro stuff.
Good on you.
And I think that's just... Oh, no, I better mention one
thing. Do you know?
No,
sorry,
I've got to mention one thing. We were saying about, does the Pentium Pro support 16-bit? The Pentium Pro here I've got specifically does support 16-bit.
This isn't a press release, really.
Under Windows and Windows NT, and in fact it says it's binary compatible with all the previous Intel generations and families of CPUs, and I'll leave it at that, and we'll talk more about that maybe another time.
Good on you, Ed. Thanks, mate. Everyone's been very quiet here tonight because everyone's playing with their Newtons. Like a pack of dogs!